Story number three, I'm going to start working on that soon. Procrastination is the business killer. There's no doubt about it. I'm sure, at this very moment, you have lists of things you're planning to accomplish that will rocket you forward on your path to success. You intend to start working on that list very soon, don't you? Your plans, like your list, exist in a future that will forever live on the horizon of the next day. What makes procrastination so insidious is that it very much does seem as if you have every intention of doing all those things you intend to do. Saying that you'll get to it soon is like a placard at your local bar saying, "Free drinks tomorrow." Patrons come the next day looking for their reward, only to have the barkeep point to the sign and say, "Sorry, it says free drinks tomorrow." Tomorrow is today's promise of a time when all of your outstanding tasks will be completed. Yet tomorrow quickly becomes today, fades into yesterday, and thus we keep telling ourselves that at some point soon, in one of those tomorrows, we will get to all those things we have been putting off. Welcome to your story. To counteract the fantasy of the infinite tomorrows, I have seen entrepreneurs use planning systems, set rigid timelines for themselves, and even ask me, as their coach, to hold them rigorously accountable. Those strategies rarely work, and even when they do, they rarely work for very long. So, why all the procrastination? It's often because most entrepreneurs, you included, believe they need to have complete mastery over a task they are seeking to accomplish. In short, if you're going to do something, you only want to do it with excellence. Entrepreneurs hate doing anything half-assed. It's true that given enough time, you can achieve mastery over just about everything you seek to accomplish. However, that doesn't mean you should. When it comes to your business, you should sincerely suck at most aspects of it. Yes, you read that right. I'm telling you that you should suck at most aspects of your business. It's in your favor to suck so hard at them that you don't even attempt to try and accomplish them. The problem you face in getting to things soon comes when you're a little good at many different things. You think you can probably take care of all those things and don't have to hire someone else to do them. Consider this. If you were opening up a hospital, I bet you wouldn't think, "I'm going to do all the brain surgery so I can save a bunch of money and not have to hire a brain surgeon." The amount of time it would take you to become a brain surgeon would preclude you from opening up your hospital. But when it comes to your business and your bookkeeping, your website, your sales pipeline, or your growth strategy, I'll bet you're trying to save a bunch of money by knocking all that out yourself. I know that is at least true about your growth strategy because you got this free book rather than hiring me or someone much more competent than you as a consultant. Sorry to put the beat down on you for getting my book, but facts are facts. All procrastination originates from one simple truth. There is something that needs to get done, and you have some real fears about doing it. I'll bet you've never said, "Damn, I still got to eat that piece of chocolate cake sitting in my fridge. Maybe I'll get to it tomorrow." Somehow, no matter how busy you are, there's always time for chocolate cake. The simple fact that you're procrastinating on anything means you need help, and you have told yourself a story that prevents you from getting it. Most of the business books I have read talk about procrastination as a systemic problem. They tell me that the way to beat procrastination is to set a schedule for myself and schedule the things I don't want to do in the first part of my day. That's a great idea, and it will work. Once. Maybe twice. Anyone can force themselves into taking action on something they don't want to do a few times, but that is not a sustainable solution. I have a client named Michael, a brilliant attorney who hated working on his profit and loss statements at the end of each month. He would spend days avoiding the work and then would spend hours trying to complete it. Michael demanded that I hold him accountable as a solution to this problem. When I asked him why he didn't like working on his statements, Michael told me that he just wasn't a numbers person, yet he wanted to be financially responsible for his business. As he told me this story, I calmly took out my phone, called my bookkeeper, and three-wayed her into our conversation. "Hey, Doris," I said, interrupting Michael mid-sentence. "I want you to meet a client of mine. Say hi to Doris, Michael." "Hi," he said, a little confused. "Doris, Michael is in much need of a bookkeeper. Do you have the time to take him on?" "Of course," she said. "I'd be happy to." "Terrific. Michael and I are in a session right now, but he will call you right after we're done to get himself set up. Thanks, Doris." I hung up the phone and then told Michael that one by one, we would begin eliminating his workload by anything that didn't require his specific knowledge or expertise. If a task he is doing can be completed by someone else, we would find someone else to do it. Fact: if there's something in your business life that isn't getting done, it isn't because you are too busy, forgetful, or lazy. Lazy people don't start businesses. Your work isn't getting done because you aren't the person who should be doing it. You should be paying someone else to do it. Consider this very book. Nice cover design, right? Nice layout, cool graphics. Notice how everything is spelled correctly and the grammar is perfect. I have the talent and capability to do all those things, but I didn't. Instead, I hired an entire team of people to create all the parts of this book that I didn't want to do. I used an online resource to find vendors who could do these jobs well without their work being too expensive. I consider myself the brain surgeon of my business world, and you should think of yourself in the same way. A brain surgeon doesn't prep the patient, sterilize the utensils, or clean up the operating room after surgery. Their time is far too valuable. They walk in, operate, and then leave. You are the expert in your business. Any time you spend working outside of your expertise or doing work that someone else could be doing, you waste valuable time. "I'm going to start working on that soon" is a story you tell yourself to avoid a more profound truth. It could be that you are afraid of letting go of the control of doing it yourself. It could be that you are afraid of spending the money to hire someone else. It could be that your ego is afraid someone else might do it better than you. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You are living inside of a story that is keeping you stuck. The one thing you need to work on immediately is killing that story, jumping the gap of your fears, and taking action on the parts of your business that only you can do. If you'd like help with that, set up a no-cost consultation with me by texting the word HELP, H-E-L-P, to 213-409-8366. Again, text the word HELP, H-E-L-P, to 213-409-8366. I won't try to sell you anything, but I will show you a glimpse of how badass your life can be. Either way, let's hit your next practice. Click the Continue Assignments button in the email you received, then click the Next button in your browser.